Let's go to our next guest, changing tact. And look, we're going to cross to the AFL Tribunal live as it happens. But round five, NAB Rising Stars, Crows midfielder Matt, on the back of his training jumper, Junior Crouchy joins us now. Matt, congratulations, buddy. Well done.
Thanks a lot, boys. Thanks for that.
Took you, what, three games? Round five took your brother 14 rounds last year to get nominated. You won up on him.
Yeah, I'll use that one over him, but I don't think he can read much into that at all. But no, I'll still get into him about it.
It was a cracking game. We had Nobes on. He reckons you got a possession every 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I heard that stat today, actually. It's a bit of a weird stat, but yeah, I was lucky enough the ball to stay in my hands a couple of times, so it was good to get a bit of it.
Being very modest, when they threw you the sub vest, what was your response?
I was pretty good, really. It didn't really bother me too much. I had a bit of cramp in my hammy, so I don't think I would have run the game out anyway. So it was good for Tom Lynch to get on and have his first AFL game this year. So, no, I wasn't too bothered by it.
Be interested to know, Matty, what you found the most difficult, because, you cover the ground beautifully and your hands are so clean. I mean, a lot of people say that pace is going to be a challenge for you, and I know that that's exactly right, but you got good hands and you got clean hands like you have, then pace doesn't enter into it.
Yeah, I guess in AFL there's a lot of sort of good runners now and you've got to keep up to the pace of the game, but, yeah, hopefully I can sort of get away with not being too quick and just be clean and run okay, which would help out.
Matt, we've got to quickly just bust in here. The AFL Tribunal has handed down the verdict on your teammate Richard Douglas. He's got a 2-game ban.
Ooh.
So a 2-game ban. I think a lot of football folk would think that is about right. I still think it's high. What do you think, Matt? Perfect hip and shoulder within 5 metres and your teammate's out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't reckon I'm in the best position to comment on Dougie. I'll just get myself in trouble. But he's going to be a big loss for us the next couple of weeks. But I think it's going to give an opportunity to a bloke in the SNFL to come up and play well. I think Jared Lyons and Greer played a good game on the weekend. So hopefully them boys can come in for Dougie and go well.
Hey, Matty, has blokes like Richard and your brother and the other midfielders, Paddy, Scotty, and that been great sounding boards for you? You've been able to pick their brains at all just to get some sort of feel?
Yeah, they've been really good for me. I think coming through the pre-season and that, you talk to them a lot, and they're pretty experienced and good, proven AFL players. So I think, yeah, they've helped out with me a lot. And they still help on game day and that sort of thing. So, no, they're very good.
What's the toughest thing you've found out on the ground when you're out there and you've got blokes alongside you that you've looked at, admired, respected in the opposition for years? What's going through your brain when you're out there at the moment?
Oh, I guess you worry a lot of the time about where you should be,
yep,
and structures and that sort of thing. So I think it does take your mind off, but I think it gets them might help a bit. So, yeah, I guess when you come across good players every week in the AFL, but, yeah, it is good to play against them now, and yeah, it's a great experience.
Can I tell you what, your playbook's that complicated these days. That must be the hardest thing, is to remember, is it plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, or where you've got. Is that a challenge for you as well, to know where to go, or is it pretty much just handled on the spot?
It is a challenge, especially in me in the first year. A lot of the old blokes sort of, they've learned it and know the structure really well, but I had to learn it coming into the club, and all the first year boys for stoppages and, you know, kick-ins and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it is a challenge, but once you sort of get used to it, it becomes instinct out in the ground, you just go there.
What's your role at the stoppage, Matt?
It depends where you play. In the stoppage. So if you're a winger, you're sort of, you get a spot and you're skinny winger and fat winger and that sort of stuff. So it depends really where you are.
And yeah, but you'd mainly be in the midfield, wouldn't you, as far as a go-to player or, you know, hunting the ball? You wouldn't be on the outside of the stoppage, I would have thought.
Nah, not much. I'm normally sort of inside. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have your different structure inside, but I can't give too much away. The opposition seems to be under it.
And are you enjoying your roles, the main thing, Matt?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, it's been great. I guess coming to a midfield, it's pretty good midfield, and I guess it has helped me a lot in such a strong midfield, and they helped me out, so it's been great.
You moulded your game on anybody? Often as a kid, you grow up and you admire somebody playing the game, and say, you know, I sort of like the way he moves, I like where he goes in stoppage, I like what he does. Is somebody, you know, who'd you admire when you were a kid?
I love Sam Mitchell. I watched him play. I watched him yesterday, and he's just in awe of how good he is. So blokes like that are pretty good. Luke Hodge, I like too. So a couple of Hawthorn boys, I guess they've been pretty successful. So.
We've got a text straight through, 1-999-1395. Matt Crouch is the next Sam Mitchell. Bang. That's a text in the bone. You'd be happy with that, man.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to be half as good as him, so.
Hey, now, when's your brother back?
I'm not sure about. I think it's still a while. I think it's 3 or 4 more weeks. I think he's going to get back into running in a couple of weeks, and hopefully he can go from there.
And were you quoted correctly at the presser in the NAB Rising Star Award press conference where you've declared that Tex Walker's back?
Oh, I don't think I've declared it, but I reckon
What's the trick question, young fella?
Oh, he will be terrific if he does come back a half a game versus Glenelg. Hey, Matt, well done, mate. Fantastic. We only spoke to you the other week. You've just fitted in like a glove. Stay sound. You're as clean as a whistle inside. And, mate, enjoy the rest of the season. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Thanks a lot.